I could talk the way she does, and she gets the hug button. She does. You
I
think?
do not care for huggies.
Oh,
I want.
No audience.
Okay. Any additions, postponements?
Well, it was a great plot in the minute.
Consent agenda items. Reviewing the minutes.
They look good.
I thought the minutes looked great.
They're only as great as the members of the meeting, what they say. I'm not really stoned this morning. I just kind of feel that way. If you say so, Jeannie.
Any comments or discussion on the minutes?
Could I ask if somebody could get me a glass of water? You don't have to put that in the minute.
Okay.
Jane requested a drink of water.
And then who it was who got it.
Heidi ran and got it. But would that go on the consent agenda or the.
That
What was
would
the
have
review of, during the
been
review of the
really fun.
meetings? I'm not going to. I'm scared.
Pardon me.
Dave, you need a cough drop? I might have one.
I have a cough drop.
I might even
Oh,
have one
thank
in my
you.
voluminous mom purse here.
That's so good.
Okay. Treasurer's report.
Oh, there's your April one that wasn't available before. I seem to have thought that it was the 9th.
Oh.
So that's when it says right,
Why I
May
had
9th,
two.
upper corner.
Okay.
I gave the other one away. Did I give it to you?
There's something
You've got the
that
May.
Wonky
That's May 9th.
Upgrade here is reporting the contributions and donations. I think they're coming out right, but she's mixing them up in an odd way, and they're not doing a month to date thing on the end either anymore, which they must do.
Your choice.
So, as you'll see on the
Oh my God, your
one for April,
presence. Thank you.
the other things weren't coming out, but it is coming out about right in the end. And if you add that into the other stuff, apparently, when I was doing fiscal year 24, the thing at the bottom, I was using both donations and fundraising, in which case we are exactly $11 behind where we were last year.
Can I
But
see a copy? Because I don't think I'm
is fundraising or donation.
total.
Oh, total. Do you
Because that's
have
what I
it?
say, it's getting.
Well,
okay, so what did you say was wonky?
Well, for example, if you look in the library programs fund, it shows no new fundraising since last July, which, I mean, there's raffle money in there.
There is
It
money that's
shows
not
it going
employed.
in, and yeah, but it's the thing is not putting it out. I think the totals are coming out right, but I don't see how the machine is doing it.
That's
But
funny. The both of the machines.
have to go back. And there's one part of it saying instead of from July to April, it's saying from November to April, and I don't know why it's doing that.
And is this is your
That's my digest. If you want the whole thing,
go
I
ahead.
have just given Ryan a copy of the whole thing, which I do at this time of year so that he can do the fine tuning at the end of the year.
Got it. Okay. So this
But
is
the general operating fund appears to be doing, I think, what might be expected. It's I got down. The money in there went up because we have had our fourth quarter payment from the town, so that goes back up. But
any questions?
mysterious, but accept this. Oh,
No questions.
Okay. Ryan, anything? Do you have any?
nothing to report now.
Okay. And you said the full report is in the.
Sitting on Ryan's desk.
All right.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Okay. Library director's report.
Yeah. And that's a good segue into my report because that's kind of where we are. It's end of the fiscal year. So that's a big priority that we have right now over the next month to 6 weeks is just closing out the operating budget. So we'll put a lot of money into the collection, make sure we have everything we need in terms of supplies and kind of hit that right on the mark budget execution, which be pretty reasonable. It's always a little bit of a shuffle game there at the end of the season, depending on how things shake out. But no, we should be sitting fine financially. There shouldn't be any issues. I'm reaching, well, we shouldn't be going over budget, so it's all good there. Caitlin and I have a meeting this afternoon, and that's going to be a big focus of our meeting is just working through end of fiscal year priorities, buttoning up projects, et cetera. So that is what's on our minds right now. A couple highlights from the report. Yeah, a reasonable amount of attendance of programs over the last month. You know, even though we don't have numbers that we had before the pandemic, we have been seeing more people inside the building over the last couple of months, which has been nice to see. We've been kind of kicking around for a while now, some smaller kind of homegrown programs. Like to get some bigger programs, professional entertainers, speakers, et cetera, between now and the middle of June when things start to get busy in people's lives and stuff to get an audience. So
Bye.
I'm not quite sure yet for some of the bigger stuff. I was actually thinking about looking at the strategic plan this morning that it might be a good time to reach out to some surrounding libraries and see if anybody else has something going on to anyway tag on with or build into some summer programming. You all did notice that the amount of equipment has changed in the office area again.
Yes, here.
Like I said, at this point, knock on wood, things are running smoothly with the insurance company. Gillespie has not come back. They did try to come back in and replace the hot water. But we talked about coming up with a scenario that if it does vent like it did this last time, that it vents to an appropriate place, it's not going to cause lots and lots of damage. So we're still kind of working through scenarios with them for how to make that happen. So it's up to code, but it also doesn't cause lots of damage to the physical structure itself.
I did hear that around the same time that that was happening, that there was some pressure issue.
It was a couple weeks. It was,
Was like after
this was a couple weeks before that happened.
over at the school.
Yes.
Okay.
And based on, so the second time, let me see, it's the first day, second day. So when the plumbers were here the day of the spill, the day of, anyway, that we discovered the problem, they could not get the pressure to stop. And it was all hot water coming out still. When they came back Tuesday to look at it then, they didn't have any issues. And the plumber then was pretty confident that it was the hot water heater was the issue. But you are right. It was in April. I think Tom said they had a problem with a greenhouse. There wasn't any issues in the school itself, but there was a pressure problem.
And then apparently there was like it was like a lake behind the school is what I think Tom said.
Oh, really? Wow.
That whatever something happened.
But it was not the same event.
Yeah. Okay. That's
And
reassuring.
like I said, the plumber had been pretty confident that it was the hot water heater, the thermostat, just not shutting off. So yeah, and it was just like the perfect parade of lots of stuff happening all at once. But based on the timing and then based on the plumber's evaluation, it doesn't seem like they were connected. One thing I did want to bring up that was not in the report, because one had just showed up yesterday. Over the last couple of weeks, well, the last couple of months actually, because that would have been in April, I've had a few people reach out about using the building. We still do not have a building use policy. At the end of 2022, we talked about it. We looked at some other kind of surrounding libraries' building use policies, but we never brought it up again and actually adopted a building use policy.
What do they want to use it for?
So the one wanted to use it as essentially an emergency refuge. They were going to be doing some stuff with kids in town, and it needed a safe space, potentially weather a storm. The other one was a community member was hosting a concert that likely would be fine unless there was inclement weather, and then they might need essentially a backup facility to
What
host.
kind?
I'm not sure. And so like the emergency refuge scenario had felt like it was fairly clear cut, because in the past the board has always said we will do our part to support the community when it comes to emergencies, but we also have a duty to protect the collection. And we're just not a terribly big space. And it felt like if there's flooding, if there's fires, like if there's big emergencies like natural disasters, it didn't really feel like this was the best place to kind of front those types of scenarios. But when I was talking with that person, if it would have been like, so if they had called the day before and said, we essentially need a rain date and we want to schedule a meeting in the building. So it's not really an emergency. Like it's not like things are falling apart and there's going to be lots and lots of people coming here. It would almost be like a homeschool group reserving the space in advance, which is something we've supported and done in years gone by. So it felt same exact scenario. But depending on like how we looked at it, it was like one was a very clear no, we wouldn't support providing the space in that respect. But then the other one, like, yeah, we do that kind of all the time. The concert one, it's a private event. It was fairly clear that they didn't want the entire community, not to exclude the entire community, but they wanted to keep it small. It doesn't sound like the audience would be bigger than what the fire capacity would be for the building. It's like that's not a problem. But it's the same thing. Like if it was an event that was open to the public, there would be no hesitation. Like, yes, that's what we do. You're welcome to. But for a private event, we didn't really have a history of offering the space in that kind of respect. It's not for profit, but still,
Or are they going to rent it?
they had offered to make a donation for use. And like I said,
Capacity
that
is 40.
46. Right. It is. And so again, we're not in a huge rush and we have time, but like I said, both of those did come up in the last couple of months, and they felt like I didn't have, based on how we've operated in the past, a clear response for either of them. And it's like, I know we talked about this.
I feel like we did have a policy.
We had said, I went back and I looked at the minutes. It was the end of 2022. We said we were going to build a policy surrounding kind of what the Warren Library did. They liked the Warren Library's building use policy, but in the minutes it never came up again. So we just didn't bring it back to, we didn't bring it back to the board, or I didn't bring it back to the board. It just never came back. Yeah, like I said, the board discussion that showed up in the minutes was the board was, they liked the building use policy that Warren had, and that was a good place to start. We just never,
Right. We never,
we never started
I
to come
thought,
back to it.
right. I do remember that conversation. I remember it being kind of like a, all right, let's get their policy and kind of adapt it to ours. But, right, we didn't follow through. So, do you want a response on those two issues, or do you feel like that's like
I think so. The
discretionary
summer
at this
one never came back as a need. And I feel like it
point? The
was
emergency
the
one?
emergency one. It was totally amenable. And I think everybody kind of felt like it was a bit of a stretch to begin with. And then the other one wouldn't be until July, and we have time. And I don't think there's like a real rush necessarily. But yeah, we probably should. Again, it just like thinking through those two scenarios, I didn't feel like I had clear footing to say, this is definitely how I should respond to these situations.
I mean, I guess my take on the concert is if it's a private event and it's intended to be private, you can rent other town buildings,
Center.
the community center, as a private entity, and that as a public library, things happening in here should be open to the public. And that seems pretty straightforward, but you're right, without a clear, guideline like that. I mean,
And the, again, modeling Warren or modeling another library to fit us, if we did have a very dozen, if we had a designated space that was a meeting area besides our one room, that could be a very different scenario where, yeah, a private group or private business could be doing something in that meeting space that was
right,
not,
consultations
right,
or
was not
whatever.
open to the public.
You know why they chose the library instead of the community hall?
I think it's like the library and whether the support. They thought that the donation would be a reasonable
I know.
gesture to kind of win-win for everybody.
A nice
Just,
thought.
yeah.
I mean, the other yeah, I mean, even
No. So we don't have to think through a design. I did want to mention that because I do think it would probably make sense for us to bring that up in future meetings to do what we say do.
yeah, so maybe we draft a building use policy for the next meeting and have some sense of, of guidelines to make it easier. Okay, that's the to-do list. Anything else? We're doing another coffee house. Game night. Oh, I did want to say for like a outside speaker for a program, I know a few people who attended. There was a was it the VCRD Leadership Council last summer? And they went to a program, I can't remember her name, but she wrote a book called Slow Democracy about like kind of local action and stuff like that, and said it was one of the best programs that they attended. And I'm pretty sure she's local, relatively local. So it's just an idea as how interesting that would be to people, but something I was thinking about.
You think it was through VCRD? Or if you can,
If
if
I
our
get
name
my,
crosses your memory, just
yeah,
share.
I can't, but it was a leadership council, and I'll look. I didn't go to that, but I know a few people in town who did, and I can find out the name again.
Yeah, Slow Democracy was the
It's
theme.
a book she wrote, but I'm just so bad with names. Okay.
And the coffee house is the week from
The
Saturday.
17th.
So I said that I would.
I will come. I know what's happening. Pardon?
We'll talk about that.
We should talk about it.
Okay.
And I can't be there, but so Jane will need a ride.
Oh, I forgot about that part. Sorry.
We can navigate that.
Do we make coffee for it? Is there a big coffee maker? Is that how it worked last time? Because I didn't get to come. I
I have a
remember out
big
of
craft
town.
that I buy from Randy.
We asked Randy to fill
You know,
it.
we have like the, I think he said it was 2.5 pots. So it's like a what, quart and a half or 2 quarts or something. So
Now,
I have
are
to sleep
we
it with
going
Randy.
to have to prepare that then? Even though how to yeah.
No.
Well, he did it
Sleep the
before.
craft with Randy on Friday, and Saturday morning when I come through, he'll have it ready. And
Oh, that's good.
I did want to follow up also about the strategic plan link because I saw it in the newsletter, but I can't find it on the website. So I know you had said you weren't sure where to put it on the website.
So if you click on the library, the board and policy section, it's in there. It's up near
Couldn't
the
find. I mean, I looked really quick there. I was like, where is it? Because I was going to send it to the planning commission. And then I was like, oh, I didn't have time to find it. But okay, so that's a good place to look for it. I'm wondering if we could put it somewhere on the.
I could put a banner up for a while too at the top.
That might be handy. And then I was going to contact Tammy again about the. It still has on the town website that our meetings are at 5 p.m. So I will ask her to bug the webmaster on that one.
Are these things all part of the library director's report? So they're just, I'm just making comments on
Yeah,
what
I and I'm just because we were
nothing's.
talking about sort of library
Okay. Library stuff.
stuff. That's why we're here. Okay. Well, anything else? Then we could have a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I move that you accept it.
Seconded. Carl's nodding.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor?
Part of it, I should let somebody else do
Well,
the
I know
discussion
it's
thing,
like I'm
but.
asking, so okay. No additions. Audience, none. Old business, none. New business. Okay.
About communication with you. What is that about?
So there were a couple of things. At the meeting last month, it came up whether or not the board should have kind of designated email addresses for communication. We were just talking about email before the started to provide a dedicated, well, yeah, domain, an email address that would not be confused with personal email to make it a little more transparent. And then I think, Jane, were you the last BCRD meeting? Were you in the communication collaboration task force? Were you in that group?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
There's
one?
the BCRD meeting when it met last, broke up into kind of the big task force that were identified from the meetings previously. Communication, community collaboration was one of the task force.
I have put my name down.
And so there was a lot of discussion about how communication, how information is shared in the community. And it was brought up in the meeting, and I've had a couple of conversations previous to the meeting as well, that the town should, or there should be a website that has everything that's happening in town, very social, very information-based, just a one-stop shop for everything. It was floated that the library be the, I don't want to say supporter of, but somebody had suggested that the library take on, since we already do the newsy, that effort. Since that came up in that meeting, and if you look at the strategic plan, that was definitely one of the themes that came out as one of the goals we had was kind of building kind of communication infrastructure, supporting those efforts in the community. So it had felt like it probably made sense to kind of review what is happening, what we could do. And again, the task force is still new. Nothing has been committed to stone yet. But like I said, it wasn't that it came out of that discussion that the library should host a website to be kind of the communication, let's say, single stop shop for the community. So those were kind of the two things that came out was, whether or not we thought it made sense for the board to have dedicated emails or what we think about how we may or may not be able to support some of those themes that came out of the BCRD discussion.
I'm confused about what I'm trying to follow. So this is, we've started new business. We're in communication, which
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about what happened at the town meeting, the and that they were suggesting we be a center. But what it was, had it, have we been, we've also talked about that, but we would serve. Okay, I'm okay now.
You
I just want
say
to make sure I'm
okay.
not.
So,
Did you say?
and then the dedicated email would be like
No, that's what I don't understand.
genie at roxburyfreelibrary.org would be your a board specific, or it would be board of trustees that would get forwarded to all of
Yep,
us.
to everybody at once.
Right. So, like, there would be
So
no question. So, if somebody wanted to get a somebody wanted to get a hold of a board member, and I mean, actually, your personal emails are on our website as communication. So it's not a total excuse. But if somebody wanted to get a hold of, like, I really need to talk to the board treasurer. Like, I need to figure out something. I need to talk to the board treasurer. And like, they didn't know how to get a hold of you. They couldn't find you in the phone book or whatever. You would have, it would always be kind of like that same format. The, and I mean, it seems silly because the chance I think of us having an issue where there was a request for a public disclosure, I mean, it's pretty small. We don't do anything big and scary, but
but you never know.
there is a chance. Like, if somebody were to request, if we're doing all of our board work with your personal email addresses, and a community member thought that maybe we were doing board business outside of meetings, then lawyers could have a discovery search and they could actually subpoena your personal emails, and they'd have to comb through all your personal emails to determine whether or not you were or were not doing board business. So if you were, if it was clear that you were using your board emails at, for all board business, well, not business doing, let me step back there.
I like the idea of
It's
having the letter email for everybody. Not Kyle has his, you have yours, I have mine, but
So it would be like board of trustees
yeah.
at roxburyfreelibrary.org,
Yeah.
and you could set that up to forward to our personal emails. But if we respond from our personal email, that's then our personal email becomes part of the public's,
It's a
right?
public domain. If you were,
It's public. So the way to respond would always be from the board of
Boy, yeah, I
trustees.
like that idea.
It's just one additional step in communication because you would have to log
Yeah, I think that's
in order to
fine.
answer. Now, how many people have gotten a board of trustees email from the outside of the group? It's pretty, it doesn't happen very often. And I know even the select board uses their personal emails.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
But
So, do we actually have dedicated emails?
No.
No.
So it
Okay.
also, what's amusing having our personal emails up there is I got solicited by a company that makes library privacy pods that are basically like a telephone booth, but like soundproof, and it has internet connectivity inside of it. And it was, the email was like, you know, is your library strapped for space? Like, consider these library privacy pods. Anyway, I found it incredibly funny because I would take up half the library to put one of
That's
these
funny.
or two of these or whatever. Anyway, I just thought it was very funny. But that's how they got my email, is they're just looking,
Trolling everywhere. Look, yeah.
yeah, web crawling, whatever. But I'm wondering, you know, if it would reduce spam. Again, you know, that wasn't, it was sort of more targeted spam, but that's the idea.
I mean, the nice thing would be, so if you did have the scenario you're just talking about right now, kind of a blanket board email address, board at roxburyfreelibrary.org, it wouldn't matter if you all retired next year and a new board came in. Somebody
It
who had been,
would.
everybody would still know how to contact. If I had been contacting the board previously and communicating with the board through that email address, it doesn't matter who's coming in or who is on, who is or is not on the board, it would still be answered by that email address. So there's a little bit of continuity there, which could be good.
Yeah, I mean, I like the continuity, and I like the I mean, the same way you have librarian, that's whether you're here, Caitlin's here, those are the that's who, responds. So, I mean, do we want to go ahead and do something like that? How hard is that up?
It wouldn't be too hard to set up. I might need to. The only thing that might be concerning for what we're doing right now is I think we're kind of approaching our data usage space. So I might need to think about how we need to upgrade or not upgrade kind of what we have set up right now, because we are kind of pushing how much email storage space we've used. And so adding another one on there, and again, it wouldn't be a lot, most likely, but still.
And it's not the kind of package where you add another email and it gets a whole separate set of storage. Because sometimes it's not like a total storage.
I don't think it, there's options. Like, it's definitely not insurmountable, but it would just take me a minute to think through to make sure we're setting it up without maybe shooting ourselves in the foot with data storage. But
Okay.
again,
So.
like I said, it wouldn't be a big deal to set up, but it would just be, yeah.
Do we need an official vote on that? Mean, that seems pretty straightforward if people are in agreement.
Yeah.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay. And then regarding options for community-wide communication, did it come up as that was like something the group wanted the library to consider, or like
No, and again, so I mean, I'm not sure which session you were in, and
I was in the
like
other one.
everything is still very preliminary. Like, it's still brainstorming, kind of getting itself sorted out. It's like nothing was committed to, but it was definitely a theme that continued, not the library so much, but a single stop shop, a website that would just be for Roxbury events, Roxbury happenings, Roxbury announcements. It was definitely something that had came out of that discussion, and lots of people seemed to think was a real need in the community. And again, the library was mentioned because of the way we do the newsy, and it was kind of the same thing. So it wasn't necessarily that everybody was super excited about the library doing it. It was just sitting there in the audience listening.
Right.
What are the initials of that town meeting? What is it officially called? But it's because it's not, I wrote town meeting, but that's something different.
VCRD, Vermont Council on Rural Development.
So what's next, Roxbury? And
Community visits.
then Jeannie is right. We have talked about this before. It's not the first time that something like this has come up. And
Somebody has to take charge of it, yeah.
yes,
And is
absolutely.
that you or
But nothing is.
who is that?
Well, I'm curious if there is someone in the community who is interested in, kind of becoming a kind of webmaster for something that is volunteer based and not a paid position, or taking time out of, the library directors.
Well, we're supposed to have another meeting on the 26th of May, I think it is. Well, that might come up then.
And I do know, I mean, obviously he had vested interest. The professional or the expert that was in that group was one of the board members, or I don't know, somebody from
Who
Front Porch
chaired that?
Forum was there. And he
Right.
obviously advocated for the use of Front Porch Forum. And his argument was simply the infrastructure is there. Like, the things we're talking about, getting a calendar, getting events posted, it's kind of there. But I get the impression from hearing other community members talk about it is they feel like Front Porch Forum is too, not that it's impersonal, but it's bigger than just Roxbury. Even though I think we have our own,
We have our own.
but people keep saying, and I don't personally use it a lot, so I don't see it as much as others do, but it sounds like stuff from Northfield still pops up. The stuff that's posted in Roxbury still goes to Northfield. Like, it's still kind of either there's glitches in the posting system or
I
the
think
way
it's
they have the
intentional.
boundaries, or I.
I think it's intentional sharing of, you know, if there's not enough from Roxbury, they throw in a couple from Northfield or.
It's not specific to Roxbury, so you've got to
Right.
plow through a bunch of items before you reach whatever might
Roxbury,
interest
so.
you. Yeah.
Or is it just whoever's posting it says, well, this town, this town, this
Oh yeah, you
town.
might. There might be a box to check
Right.
that
Yeah.
says, "Please
And that's
share."
what we
All
do.
the
When we
neighboring
post,
towns, and then they just.
when we post to the library, that's what we do. You
Yeah.
click the box for all the
Yeah, I
neighboring
don't know
towns that
if
have a forum and
FPF does it by itself. I think
right.
it's the poster.
Yep.
Let's see.
Sure.
So, but I
Let's.
think though it does seem like that's largely kind of the same thing that people are talking about. It's like the community bulletin board in a digital space.
I mean, it is. It's interesting. I feel less likely to post something on Front Porch Forum because of its broader reach. Like, I actually sometimes just want to reach out to people in Roxbury, and I can't in any other way other than like the Roxbury Roots listserv, which is a whole other, you know, voluntarily you sign up for it and you get announcements from the Roxbury Roots other people on the same listserv. So if it's, but that's a, it's, you know, a sort of small subset too.
Well, it's hard to know which people like to do, go through the whole list and or have a list of their own.
It's sort of ironic too that I'm trying to use the computer less, not more, to find out about things.
Find out not much.
Yeah, I guess it seems that there must be a way to coordinate all these different systems in a way that makes sense, but I don't know how to do that. And I sort
And
of
like,
grudgingly ended up in the other task force.
and like, so it's tricky because I know, I mean, conceptually, it's the same thing we're doing with the newsy. It's opening up to the community who has something to share, we compile and share. I think, I mean, it's 4 times a year. It's very confined. When we know we're going to be doing this, we kind of have a routine for who we, I mean, it's,
And we have a policy now,
we have a
too. You
policy
can't
too.
rant and rave.
But I think the idea with the website, the idea with the digital newsy, you could say, not the digital news we already make, but like doing a digital sort of same scenario, it's the frequency. It's people
Yeah.
want stuff to show up quickly. Like I know when there was tension with the town website and community groups, that's what it boiled down to. Was the community groups were looking for stuff to be posted, like you were saying, more quickly than it had been done, to have more stuff going up than had been there previously. And if that would be what happens in the future, I don't know. But it is. But if, but what's the difference? I guess I don't see. So if the library's link is on the town's website, I mean, isn't that good enough? Because you would have a one-stop shop to find things, and then it brings you to the site that you're maintaining with all the up-to-date information. So you're not constantly having to go through and update everything in multiple locations. I don't know. I'm just.
I mean, part of me says, well, whatever, you know, the Roxbury Crafters have their website and it says right on it, all things in and around Roxbury, Vermont. Like, would they be interested in being the community? You know, I mean, again, it's sort of like, what do people just want calendar listings or do they want, you know,
This
business
session.
profiles and like, you know, that's already on the town website
Okay.
and
And second, I personally don't totally understand where the giant holes are and what the real gain would be from having a new website. It
yeah.
gets me personally speaking, like listening to that conversation, I'm really not totally sure how it would result in a really big gain. But also, so I know this is something we've talked about before, and it's something that's totally related to our strategic plan goals. And yeah, it seems like it's worth kind of maybe revisiting and discussing. And
I mean, I guess my response is maybe it's not the the communication is happening. It's the coordination that's not happening. So you've got the crafters, you've got Roxbury Roots, you've got Front Porch Forum, which again is potentially some people might not feel comfortable with the broad reach. And there's the library and there's the town, but somehow there isn't a way to make all of that sync together. And there's probably others that I don't know of.
Didn't the crafters separate themselves from the Mary kind of separated? There was the all-inclusive, whatever you call it, site, and then gradually it was separated into the.
Which is what Ryan's talking about, that initially there was a lot of the crafting stuff was being put on the town website, and
Right.
then there was some
This,
conflict, and so
right.
Mary started this other
Started the
website.
other one, right?
But that's my point is now that's like its own thing, and then you've got Roxbury Roots, which has its own website and listserv,
And then you
and
have the other Roxbury group. Okay. Well, I forget what it's called.
Well,
Well, I wonder, it's like thinking about, again, like I feel like I'm based on having to do our website and, websites are, they're cheap, but they're not necessarily,
they're not. If
they're
you think
not
of your labor
right.
and your
That's
fun's labor,
it
we all
exactly. It's
pay,
like
deserve
I'm
to be paid.
not totally sure that a website is really going to be the fix. And you just made the observation that you're trying to do less on the computer. I'm right there with you. And like, I wonder if maybe us coordinating more of a good old-fashioned phone tree, in a sense, might be a better way to maybe kind of skin this cat. And I'm not saying we have to or we need to make these decisions. Again, that was part of that task group, task force's goals, but.
I mean, I know we have a bulletin board in back, but I had a picture in my mind of having one in front, actually. So it's more visible from the road, so people who pass by can
Neon
see it.
sign. Isn't that what
I think we
someone brought
need
that
neon
up?
sign. I think we need to bring back the town crier.
If
I agree.
Jeannie is
Maybe.
right. The Ainsworth Library came up in that discussion. Because when you get to the bottom of that 64 there in Williamstown, you turn north on 14, the Ainsworth Library has a big scrolling digital sign.
So you were serious.
Yeah, no, I'm that was
Somebody was
it came
serious, yeah.
up.
Well,
Well, I said I
the
would.
neon would
I
be
want to do,
cool.
I thought we should do a website, a podcast that came up in wherever I was. I just, because people seem to be just talking off the top of their heads, so.
Yeah, I know this is like a whole other can of worms, but there's something called Discord. Do people know what that is?
That sounds familiar, but I don't know what it is.
Other than what it sounds
I'm
like.
not. And I know that a lot of the people that play Diplomacy post on Discord.
On
What
Discord.
is, how do you spell Discord?
Just like
C
it sounds. It's
O-R-D or C-H-A-R-D?
DISCORD. You're right. It's not that kind of cord.
Okay.
But it's like a kind of private group chat platform that has different, someone described it as having like different kind of chapters. So there could be like, if you're interested in community suffers, that would be like one kind of subgroup of the Roxbury Discord group. And it's voluntary. The thing is, you know, it's not, you have to, when you sign on, you have to agree to a certain set of rules. And we're right back to being on our phones again, but if you know this is the modern version of a phone tree in that sense, and if you want to know what's happening in the crafting group, you go look at that chapter. So there have to be enough people wanting to engage in it, but it's free. You don't necessarily have to have a moderator at all. Nobody has to
Facilitator, manager, host,
facilitate or
right?
manage, is sort of self-monitored, and you know, think of it as like a Signal group chat.
Huh.
I don't know how pro I don't I don't I've never used it, but I know that it's something that other groups are talking about as a way to facilitate communication among members of the group.
And are they a group? Groups organized by town?
No, no, this is like, there's one at the school,
oh,
the,
could be
at the
anything.
at Pacham School. There's the
Oh.
dojo is talking about doing one in
Oh,
Burlington.
by organization.
So it's a way of saying, hey, you know, there's going to be a potluck tonight, or we're going to have movie night, you know. It's open to whoever
Yeah,
wants
I
to
see how
come.
it's.
And so it's, the idea is it's a quick way of communicating with people who want to be in that loop. But is that any different from what we already have going on? But the I think the main point I'm making is that it doesn't require web skills and time and energy to create a website. It's all just texting or typing.
But it
it's like a group, it's like a big group, public group kind of email.
Okay.
But not public. Like you sign into
yeah, I
it.
See that. It just seems like another thing for me not to understand.
But that
you.
Could be something to mention at the meeting as like another thing that I personally don't know anything about. I would probably participate in on the town level just to be part of the communication circles.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, how much time I spend on it would probably be like.
Does that particular enterprise draw a lot of people to it? Are people, you know, they make up the groups, so the groups big?
I think it just depends.
You have to have a big enough. Is two people enough?
Probably.
Is there some way? Is there some oversight so that someone can't go? Can what if someone goes on there and says something awful?
It's a very good question, and one I cannot answer because I don't. I'm not a Discord user. And you know, I think there are ways like the school has set one up in the past that it was an official school Discord and it was monitored by teachers and the students requested a space where they could have conversations without a teacher listening in. And the agreement was it's no longer an official school Discord space. It's any kid can start a Discord space and it's not monitored and they make up the rule. It's totally, it's like anarchy in its truest form. So, you know, it could go Lord of the Flies and it could go, you know, Model UN. I don't know. So I'm just saying like, there are lots of, you know, it's a really kind of free form thing, my understanding, and it's really determined by whoever sets it up. So,
wow.
I'm just throwing it out there as something to
Discord.
Maybe talk about. Sure. And you, it sounds like you're a little familiar with it, but not a user of
heard
it.
Heard of it. I've never signed on to it, but as she says, it's one more thing to try to understand.
Right. So I think that's where we see that big kind of generational gap, because I'm not of that generation where I would be like, yeah, I want to do more online chatting. No, so.
But I think though, I mean, well, Gina, you were in there too then, I forgot, excuse me. I don't think, from what I've been hearing in those discussions in that meeting, it really wasn't so much, at some point, maybe facilitating more individual communication and conversation and chit-chatting, but it was just more people who had something to share, being able to share, and not in a, like me personally wanting to express something, but the library has a program coming up, or somebody needs help cooking something for this community supper, or it was just more kind of the announcement from organizations. So not so much.
So more informational and less like
interaction.
Yeah, like the stray cat that showed up at our house.
How do you find out if you come into town? How do you find out about groups like that? How does one learn about them?
What do you mean, groups like what?
What, you know, how do you find out how to participate in one of those enterprises? I don't know what to call them. I don't even have a language.
Groups? Or are we talking
chat
about
groups, I guess.
Well, it doesn't exist, so there isn't really a
Right, but if it did exist and Jane just moved here,
What would I do?
how would you know
What would you
unless
know
somebody
about?
tells you?
Right.
And
There
I
would
guess
be a
that's.
posting in the newsie, but unless you get the newsie,
Okay.
you might not see it.
I might know how to get in contact with other
And
people.
some people from other states don't know about Front Porch Forum when they first move here.
No, now they find
Well, if there
out.
were Discord, I mean, if you move into town, you open up Discord and you look for Roxbury or something, and either you find something or you don't.
And you just have to
Wow,
start
that
with.
sounds really. I do not want to, in any way, shape, or form, say that I am supporting the entity of Facebook. But in some ways, it sounds like we just, it would be like a Facebook page. What I mean, I don't do Facebook,
There
but
is no Roxbury Facebook
there's no
page.
Roxbury Library doesn't have a Facebook or
We do.
the library
We
does, yeah.
oh, see, of course, I'm not on it, so, but I
I just
mean,
deleted it from my phone, so
all
I'm not
right.
on it right now.
Facebook, you deleted? No.
But again, I
You take
think
your place? Are you alive?
yeah. And
How will
actually
we
thriving,
know?
I will say.
How will we know if they're Brett just scrolls that thing, just it's insane. Because Brett is a, I think a relatively, well, quite intelligent and sophisticated individual. He's like,
Yes, so again, I think
but it's what we're talking about is having a connection that people can join and be friends. We'll all be
right.
friends
What we're talking
together.
about is social media
Yeah.
for people who are not necessarily going to be social in the same room, right? We're talking about antisocial media.
Well, one thing that came up that I thought
Maybe.
about.
I mean, well, actually, Ryan's talking about announcements, and
Yeah.
we're talking about
Communication. Well, that's what, when we brought up
mainstream.
Discord, it sounded to me more like Facebook than it does like a website that has
It's
information or a
thought it sounded like
calendar.
Twitter, but.
It's all, I mean, they're all kind of same.
They must the same. Gosh. Now, what the one thing I thought, and we didn't really address this, is that when we're talking about everybody in Roxbury communicating, all 650 of us,
Oh, there's a thousand or
a thousand, depends on where you look. Depends
Maybe
on
it's
where
a
you look.
thousand.
But
That's our service
what the Department of
population.
Library uses, yeah.
how many of those people don't care? I mean, are we trying to have something that would be possibly enticing people to become more involved with the community or feel more a part of the community or feel as if somebody knows that they're alive? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just something that I thought about during
Yeah.
that meeting.
Right, people have to choose, right?
Yeah.
To and some people choose not to sort of dip into that community gathering kind of thing. And that's, I think that's another whole, like, when it comes to issues about voting, I think that was important that we asked the select board to please distribute your materials so voters are informed. And I think that is a separate topic, right? So then people have the information and choose to
We need
participate or
time
not.
prior. You could get on one of your horse and you could just ride around and pass out pamphlets,
Like
tell
they
people
used.
the latest like they used to. Is that how it used to work?
I don't know.
Something.
It,
But I do know, in being in, well, board and committees and elected official meetings for years now, that you mentioned, like, Roxbury doesn't have a Facebook page. A lot of that is, well, one, who's going to be responsible for managing it? Like, why not the select board? Why not the town? It's because people get concerned that those venues, those platforms, can kind of become meetings within themselves. Like, if a select board is always, people are always talking on here, and the select board is always talking on there, or the library board, or like whatever, is constantly interacting and they're sharing and they're talking and they're bouncing ideas around.
that
Like, it
violating.
almost kind of becomes like a meeting space, which gets to, but then there isn't a
Interesting.
lot of control over who does or doesn't have the ability to say something in moderation, and it gets to be kind of un well, not always, but it could get to be unruly. And so it gets to be kind of like a really weird gray space. And it's just our meetings are, well, we have laws about how the meetings are supposed to run. And if we start doing more of those platforms, you lose some of that control, and it gets to be, and it is, and I'm sure people just don't want to deal with one more thing. But that kind of funky gray area with, is it kind of leaning into what might be considered board discussion or board communication? And so my guess is that's probably a lot of the reasons why, like, Roxbury doesn't have a Facebook page, or why it doesn't have its own kind of like really strong social media presence. It's because it gets to be weird.
And then new platforms will be developed to supersede the ones that already exist
Absolutely.
that you have to find out about because they're going to be new and new people are going to be using them. It could go on forever. Who knows?
Well, I think that's what's happening.
Because, yeah.
It is.
And it is going on
And that's why I
forever.
said it's amazing email is still around. Like,
And they're all sharing your data and, learning all
stick
kinds of
around for
things
enough
about
years,
you.
and
You're
all these
busy out
wise
in the
guy kids that know
sunlight
everything
and
will find
you're
their
reading the
obsolete
news.
too, and then we can laugh at them.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what else to say about this topic other than, again, the goal of the mission of the library is to be an information resource. I feel like we are fulfilling that at this point to capacity, right? In terms of we've got our calendar posting, we send out email newsletters about things that are happening here. We publish the newsy, and in terms of facilitating more communication, I think actually the sort of real life interactions that get people talking maybe are more, I don't know, valuable, but certainly a kind of grease the gears a little bit to get people
Talking to
talking to each other. So, I mean, that's my personal perspective is that that work of creating spaces where people can get together and talk is going to be more helpful in the long run in terms of being resilient as a community, being informed, say, hey, oh, I just thought of so and so. They might be really interested in this. I'll give them a call or I'll find out how to get in touch. And so that kind of more kind of word of mouth stuff. Again, that's just my far out anti-technology
It's
perspective.
also it could be it could happen. These conversations can happen in the park for one place, in the gazebo. We could do the conversations on the lawn.
Well,
Different.
didn't 17 people come to the coffee
Yeah,
thing
or
that,
more. Probably
and
no more.
even more. And then when there's coffee, and we could always have a little handout or something. But, I mean, I don't know if they or
I mean, I'm wondering.
information about how to stay in touch with us. Let us know what you're doing.
Yeah, or even in that announcement to say, know about an event that's coming up, like come share it with your neighbors over a cup of coffee,
Yes.
and as another way of kind of spreading the word in a way that. And it's true, you're only going to get the people who want to be involved and want to participate, but I think that's all you can really ask for anyway.
Think you're right.
I think what it really is it's making sure that people in the groups, different institutions, know what each other is doing. Just, I think that's probably the key piece, is that the crafters can say in their chit chat, oh, did you know that the library is hosting a knitting class next week? At the library informational program, somebody could say, oh, did you hear that the church is having whatever next week? Like, just making sh thinking that's, you can't ask everybody to do everybody else's promotion. But just a general, I think it's just a general awareness people are looking for.
Also, remembering when they were trying to figure out when to keep the post office open, the hours. I don't know if anybody here went to that meeting on the post office lawn. About 30 of us there. And the guy who came to propose and to, you know, write down what we decided, he was flabbergasted. He said he'd been to like much larger library situation, much larger library situations. Only a few people had come to those. He was really impressed with Roxbury. So when something does happen like that, if you can announce it completely enough, you know, we'll have, it'll draw more people. I mean, I hope nothing bad happens, but there are people who will come out for certain events.
I mean, the one thing that I do feel would be really helpful for our town, whether it's facilitated by the library or not, is some form of emergency management notification that if there is a flood or there's a road washed out or, you know, somebody's car gets swept away, right? That somehow we have a way as a community of finding that information, getting that information.
Town civil defense person?
Yeah, I've never heard from him.
Okay.
I mean, but again, like, so, you know, during that July flood, when, you know, our road was washed away and we walked down the road to check on our neighbors to make sure that they weren't flooded or that they didn't need help. And there was, you know, again, that sort of sense of, there wasn't any information other than what was coming from the state about local flood. So the fact that the road was closed between the town offices and Sullivan Hill Road because it was underwater, nobody in town necessarily knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's, I think, the job of the select board of the emergency management director is to sign us up for those local alerts, you know, somehow that people can opt in to get those alerts. But that's just my opinion, that I think the more people are informed about emergency events, then we can be better able to help each other.
Yeah.
Is it I don't think that's the library's job, actually, but...
It sounds like we just definitely need to kind of keep our pulse on, keep the library an active part of the conversation. Doesn't sound like everybody is super excited to jump up and down and say we need to take this all on ourselves, but still try to be supporters of or facilitate as best we can. Is that,
right, and be aware of what seems to be working and what doesn't seem to be working, and letting each other know what our opinions are about that.
And really hearing what, you know, someone in the community says, you know,
right.
I think it would be really great if we had a dedicated town Facebook page, you know, great, that maybe that's the person to start it. Because, but I think to Ryan's point, right, it shouldn't necessarily be started by an official or does it sort of blur those lines if people participate in it?
Everything's still unfolding and
yes.
There's lots of
okay, anything else on that? I know that was a bit of time on that.
It would be helpful for the meeting at the end of the month.
Yeah, the library talked about this.
We communicate about communication.
It is about communication.
Well, we can move on to celebration of support planning. That typically is in the fall.
We've been hosting it for years now, kind of beginning to middle of October. It had been historically in June, and then we just vacations. We had a hard time getting people here. And then, for several years now, it's been kind of early to mid-October. That's when we've hosted it. But
And has attendance been lower since it's been in the fall?
no.
Not necessarily. I mean, June is the worst time for me, so fall sounds good.
June used to be just right until they stopped.
Until.
I just remember lavish dishes laid down on the
Well, and it's
table.
nice because people can go sit outside or, but for me,
Well,
June
I
is the
think so.
busy time, so
The fall is fine also.
busy in a different way.
How many people or entities do you tend to influence or do that?
Well, there's usually about like a dozen volunteers, and then probably 2 dozen financial supporters, and then we do get like what, a dozen
Okay. Right.
and
Anything else that we need to?
No, it was just whether or not we were happy continuing on in the fall, or if we wanted to make it earlier.
Does anyone have?
It sounds fine to me.
The fall sounds fine, and I love celebrations.
Okay.
So it was it, and it happened last fall that we would continue to have it in the fall.
All right, next meeting. Ooh, it's 12.
June 12th.
And do you have a date from Tammy yet for when everything has to be in that we are going to try and get on this year's report?
I have it written down for when the last select board meeting is
15th or
or
something,
something.
probably.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember,
Doesn't much matter if something runs over to the next year anyway. It does every
it's
year.
usually.
Our raffle money runs over every year anyway, so.
Is that the time of year you could put out like a budgeted and actuals chart? Is that like kind of what you guys do when you do your final submission?
I'm not sure.
Like you have it budgeted and then we have what we actually spent, because I know that's what goes in the town report.
Right, and Tammy will come out with that for the end of the year in early July.
Okay.
And then actually, she comes out in August with one a little later that actually shows the interest on there, usually a couple of bucks. And that's about it. But
Right. Although we have enough
basically, we
committed.
know what we're. We know how it came out by, say, the middle of July.
Okay.
So,
That's.
I have a question about the park. What's planned for the park?
Well, that's a good question. No, I think one of the things that's planned for the park is to, which doesn't make the park any use be usable for a few days, but is to pave the rocky pathway, which is, doesn't work for people.
And the path around it.
So it's safer walking around it. We just started thinking about activities. I think we might do another. If I think the paving is going to be like in August or later, and I think before that, last year we did something where people could come and paint in the park, and then that we'll probably have to do some sort of cleanup in the park, but.
Have you guys thought about those water permeable, eco-friendly paving solutions
Well,
as opposed to pavement?
we've talked to a couple of different companies, and there was one that the price was good, and I'm not sure that it was eco-friendly. I'm just concerned about the fact that if you leave it the way it is, and then not by the end of the summer, weeds will be everywhere, and that will, even be worse to walk on. So I don't
Okay.
know. I mean, we just started dealing with the idea of what to do a couple of weeks ago.
Celebration of some kind. Ice cream socials.
Well, more collaboration. events there. Well, okay, VLA conference on the 19th. Where's that happening?
That's it. Comes
Doubletree?
Killington.
Oh, Killington.
Are you going?
I will be out.
I have a doctor's appointment that day.
I wish I felt well enough to go places.
I'll come and drag you. Are you
thinking about going, Carl?
Are you going?
Yeah.
You are?
Me and Ryan will come and drag you, one on each side.
Oh,
She's light enough, you can just pick her up and back
One by
up.
the feet and one by the arms.
Thanks for the offer. I'll think about it. I've loved going to the state library meeting.
Right. We need to look under the bed, I think he's. Yeah.
Hiding. Yeah, I can't go because I have to be in Burlington.
Exit there in Killington, the meeting.
Yep.
Is it be beautiful?
I'm not
Yeah.
sure if we have the, I think we have the detailed schedule out now, but when I first signed up for it, they didn't. They said more
It's like
announced later,
8 to 4 is
something like that. Yeah.
8 to 4.
Things, breakfast, check-in, registration, 9 o'clock opening, plenary session.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the big one.
They provide lunch.
Not usually.
It is for the
Well,
night.
you gotta bring your own
What did you
lunch.
say, Monday 19th? Or
Yeah.
what else is there? Something else.
It's always so nice because library people are very cool.
Well, without
Further ado.
further ado, any objections to an adjournment? All right,
Here, you
let's
said
adjourn.
June 12th was the next one.
June 12th.